Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Have you ever looked at an octopus and thought it appeared out of this world? Well, you may not be far off. A few scientists are now suggesting that the eight-legged sea creatures, in fact, may be aliens. We've long known that the octopus is among the most intelligent and behaviorally flexible of all invertebrates, even showing sophisticated problem-solving abilities and the ability to use tools such as discarded ocean floor shells to perform tasks. Octopi certainly meet all of the sci-fi criteria for an alien being. But now researchers may have the DNA evidence to support the suspicions of those with wild imaginations. Dr. Clifton Ragsdale of the University of Chicago, a researcher there, says the octopus appears to be utterly different from all other animals, even other mollusks. With its eight prehensile arms, its large brain, and its clever problem-solving abilities. The late British zoologist Martin Wells said the octopus is an alien. In this sense, then, our paper describes the first sequenced genome from an alien. Beyond all this, octopi also have psychic abilities. Who could forget the famous octopus Paul, who gained media stardom after correctly predicting 100% of the games he was tasked with determining during the 2010 FIFA World Cup. After correctly predicting the outcomes from all six of the Germany's matches, he also picked Spain to win the final against the Netherlands. Well, that's about all of the convincing needed by anyone who has ever filled out one of those confounding tournament brackets. What do you think? Are octopi aliens? Were they left behind on Earth by visiting extraterrestrials? Do they even have powers of extrasensory perception? Let us know what you think at darkmatternews.com.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. One more time. 800-710-3720.
Last August marked the 10-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina's devastation upon the city of New Orleans. And though it's been a decade since the catastrophe, there may be one troubled soul who is still experiencing the horror of the events from beyond the grave. WGNO of New Orleans recently reported that the owners of Charcoal's Gourmet Burger Bar on the corner of Magazine and Jackson Street claim to be haunted by the spirit of a woman who died tragically the day after the Category 3 storm brought unrest to the Big Easy. The restaurant was built upon the burial site of Vera Smith, one of the vicious tropical cyclone's many victims, creating the classic formula for a haunted edifice. Smith was 65 years of age at the time of her death, caused by the hit-and-run accident of a drunk driver. Witnesses say she then bled out in the street, where she laid unattended for 5 days due to the calamitous situation with which the local authorities had to prioritize in the aftermath of the powerful hurricane. Smith was well known within her community, and neighbors finally decided to give her neglected corpse a makeshift memorial grave, which stood on the property until Charcoal's was constructed in 2012. Even though Smith's body was cremated and scattered in Texas, the restaurant's co-owners, Craig Walker, believes that her spirit's presence remain on his property in Bayou Country. Walker blamed Smith's ghost's activity for slow business and a series of other misfortunes bestowed upon the restaurant. Searching for a remedy, Walker enlisted the help of Simon Hardfeld, a famous local artist who owns an art gallery adjacent to the restaurant. He requested that Simon build a memorial peace fountain outside the building in Smith's honor, in a desperate attempt to rid the area of her bad vibes, believing that doing so will allow the cursed burger joint the chance at prosperity. Perhaps naming a signature sandwich after her wouldn't hurt either. Well, not your typical haunting, but anyway, tell us what you think at darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.